Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The country bracing for the most expensive Thanksgiving in history. Joe Biden unveils his new plan for gender equity. The Pentagon confirms hundreds of Americans remain trapped in Afghanistan. The FDA moves forward on COVID vax for young children. Also ahead, the decline of religion in America. But first, Thanksgiving shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday. Shortages raising the price of poultry, pumpkin pie, corn, sweet potatoes, stuffing. Even aluminum roasting pans are now hard to find. Turkey producer Butterball urging folks with big freezers to grab the birds now. And the cost of a turkey already up 25% per pound compared to last year. The Biden administration unveiling its plan to promote gender equity. According to the White House, the program will make the economy more equitable for women and people of color. The 42-page report also calls for the elimination of cash bail across the country. That policy allegedly harms black women. The Treasury Department announcing a new position, the Counselor for Racial Equity. This is just more woke insanity as Joe Biden remains the most liberal president ever. The U.S. military telling Congress nearly 450 Americans remain behind in Afghanistan. The number includes 196 who want to get out, 243 who wish to stay. That figure is significantly higher than earlier reports from the State Department. The White House promising to evacuate citizens through third parties like the British government and the UN. Latest polls show most Americans directly blame President Biden for the debacle in Afghanistan. A panel at the FDA recommending Pfizer's COVID vax for kids. About 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 will soon be able to receive the injections. 5 million Americans under the age of 18 have contracted COVID. 700 have died. I do not believe the young kids will be mandated to get the Pfizer vax. If President Biden or the local officials do that, there will be a revolution in America. In a moment, is religion dying right in front of our eyes? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the decline of religion in America. Why is that happening? In 1999, not that long ago, 70% of us went to a church, synagogue, or mosque on a regular basis. Today, that number has fallen to 47%. At the same time, the number of Americans with no religious affiliation whatsoever is rising. Here are some facts based upon a Pew survey that was taken 2 years in a row, 19 and 20. 65% of American adults now describe themselves as Christians, down from 77% in 2009. 43% of U.S. adults identify as Protestant. 20% say they are Catholic. That's down 3 points since 2009. 6% of Americans are Hindu, 2.4% Jewish, 1% Muslim. Atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular now stands at 26%, up from 17% in 2009. 50% of young Americans ages 13 to 25 say religion does not engage them at all. So why is this all happening? In my opinion, the main reason are the clerics, the priests, the rabbis, the ministers. I can only speak to the Catholic Church because I do go to Mass every Sunday. But I rarely hear a sermon that applies Christian theology, the words of Jesus, the Gospels, or anything like that, to the modern world. At Mass, there are 3 readings from the Bible, 2 epistles, 1 gospel. They were written thousands of years ago. The priest is supposed to make the scripture relevant to the lives of the congregants. So we're sitting there listening to the priest. We want to know how all the things that happened in the time of Jesus can help us today. Are you kidding me? That never happens. I shouldn't say never. I've heard a few good sermons in the last 2 or 3 years, but not many. I didn't hear anything about COVID. I didn't hear anything about the secularization of America. I don't hear about how the progressive left, socialism, woke culture, cancel culture, I don't hear anything on how that may apply to Christian theology. So what we get is a reiteration of what happened in the gospel. But those who attend church regularly know that. We know about the mustard seed. It fell on fallow ground. Okay. We understand that in order to gain heaven or to gain everlasting happiness, we on earth have to behave in a very positive way. But it's how to do that that is vital in the churches, mosques, and synagogues. That doesn't happen very much. And therefore, younger people and Americans who are not really steeped in a religion are just chucking it out the window. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Legendary comedian Mel Brooks announcing his latest project this week. The funny guy will write and produce a new series on Hulu, a sequel to his 1981 film History of the World Part 1. This will be Part 2. The 95-year-old comedian is certainly a genius. It was provided laughs throughout the world. Here is the story of Mel Brooks. Born Melvin Kaminsky in Brooklyn on June 28, 1926, his early life was marked by tragedy. His father died shortly after Mel's 2nd birthday, leaving his family in dire financial straits. Said the comic later in life, quote, "There's an outrage here. I may be angry at God or at the world for that. And I'm sure a lot of my comedy is based on anger and hostility. I learned to clothe it in comedy to spare myself psychological problems," unquote. When Mel was 9, his uncle, a taxi driver, was given free tickets to a Broadway show, and he took the boy. Brooks then told his uncle on the ride home he was going into show business. Before he could get on the stage, young Melvin was drafted into the Army in 1944. He served as a corporal, defusing landmines across Europe and fighting the Nazis at the Battle of the Bulge. When asked to comment on his time in the war, Brooks famously said, quote, "I was a combat engineer. The two things I hate most are combat and engineering." After returning from World War II, Mel Brooks developed a few successful TV programs like Get Smart. He moved to L.A., launched a series of Hollywood hits that include the biggest comedies of all time, The Producers, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, and others. During his career, Mel Brooks won an Oscar, 4 Emmys, 3 Grammys, 3 Tonys. And here's something else you might not know. Mel's new series isn't his only project. Brooks will appear in 3 new movies next year, 2022. At age 95, he's flaunting it, to quote the producer, Max Bialystock. The Producers, in my opinion, the funniest movie ever made. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.